Shalom Boker Tov. We are 7th of Tishrei. Today is really Sefirah Shel Bitachon, Sefirah Shel Netzach. And this Bitachon really is the major point of spirituality. If you do not have that bitachon, you do not have that pool of energy. It's a netzach. If you don't have that bitachon, you will not prevail. You need that bitachon in order to prevail. That's why it's netzach. Netzach means victory. And victory on what? Victory really on Yetzer Hara. Now, let's go page Samech Aleph, section Kaftet. But to remind you from last week, we said there are two bechinot in every aspect. If we are talking in Keter, there is two bechinot in Keter, there is if in Chochmah, there are two bechinot in Chochmah. And we understood that always the Chomer comes from above to below. And we understood Chomer is Ratzon Lekabel. Now the transition between Keter and Chochmah, and we said Keter is not part of the entity really. It's like a kippah. Kippah is not you. Something that it's on you. So is the Keter. Keter is like a seed, as we said. Everything is in it. It doesn't have any Ratzon Lekabel. It has Ratzon only Lashpia. We said this, the Or that goes into Malchut of Keter is Or Chaya. Because it's not Or of Malchut of Keter, Or Yechida. Because Malchut cannot receive its light. Malchut has a Tzimtzum Aleph on it. But what does it receive? It receives the Chaya in order to pass on to the next, which is Bichinat Aleph, which is Chochmah. Now, when this aspect of Or Chaya, which is in reality Or Chochmah, right, which is in the Keter, in the Malchut of the Keter, it's totally Ratzon Lashpia. Totally, it's Ratzon Lashpia. We said Malchut of the above becomes Keter of below. So therefore now, Keter of Chochmah is what? It's a Malchut of Keter. But Keter of Chochmah says what? Has an absolute Ratzon Lashpia. Absolute Ratzon Lashpia. As long as it is in the Keter of the Chochmah, it's totally Ratzon Lashpia. What it is in that Keter is Or Chaya. Right? Or Chaya. And the Or Chaya, when we said the Toch of Chochmah pulled this Or Chaya, after it pulled Betocho, we said, after it pulled it, and we gave an example. A thought is in your mind. As long as the thought is in your mind, it's totally Ratzon Lashpia. When you bring it down to your heart, then it becomes Ratzon Lekabel. It becomes a Chomer. It becomes a thought as soon as you bring it to your heart that brings about desire to receive. As soon as you pulled it to your heart, then it's desire to receive. It's a Ratzon Lekabel. That's why we said it makes it hafuch. If the traveling from the mind to the heart makes things hafuch. What it is in your heart and what is in your mind is two opposite. They are not opposite. They are hafuch. Hafuch, like a chotem, and it's mirror image. It's hafuch. cross is kind of a one over the other, inverse. It's hafuch, inverse. It's not, it's inverse. So it all depends how Chokhmah really pulls the Or Chaya. Then somebody here asked me, said, okay, what about Keter? Did Keter had a Ratzon Lekabel? Did it pulled into itself to make a Chaya? Now, what is the Malchut above the Keter? Shmo. And it was Shmo, but Shmo for us, so Keter of Keter is really Shmo. But if Keter of Keter is really Shmo, that means it's Ein Sof. I don't have no idea about it. There's no way I can resolve it. So that part, I cannot go. And he told me, you cannot go and don't even think about it. Because you can't. But now you're pinpointing where you cannot go anymore.
Still, the kav is what's connecting.
You don't have no idea about the kav, what kav is. From as far as the Ein Sof, you only know the kav of whatever comes into realization, into this vacuum, this halal. You can only start saying what this kav is from the head of Adam Kadmo. That's Aleph, that's where you can start recognizing it. But it's Keter, how it's connected to Ein Sof, I don't have no idea. There's no way I will ever know. So, and I don't need to go that high. I cannot even survive that high as the person I am. It's enough for me to reach the Malchut of Atzilut. I already tapped into what the Keter of Adam Kadmonis.
We can say in general at least that at that point he's touching and not touching the same as Olam Hazeh and
exactly. Exactly. There's no way in this world, in the form that we are, as the eyes and the senses that we have, to see or feel or with the five senses to say explain the world of spirituality. That's a physical world. It's a different world than the other. So is the vacuum, different world after the Tzimtzum than Ein Sof. Yes.
Well, there is the kav, the creation of the kav has to come from, the continuation has to be Ratzon Lekabel.
As soon as it comes to Chokhmah, we said Keter of Chokhmah is still totally Ratzon Lashpia. When Chokhmah brings Toch, that means not his Rosh.
The beginning of the Kav, the very beginning of the Kav, Ratzon Lashpia.
You see, when you say very, very beginning, how very?
I'm talking about...
Like 2 millimeters, no, 5 millimeters? It says, as soon as the kav comes in, ma'at, it used the word ma'at. Immediately came igul of Keter.
Okay, so I can understand that. So basically, it's him who's pushing, and we have to do the continuing the pull.
He's in charge. But there are certain things that responsibilities that you have that you gotta abide by. It says, you are the creative. You understand you are an atzel. You're not a ma'atzel. You are an atzel. You were created. You are a createe.
I think I will try to rephrase what you're saying. Keter of Adam Kadmon, in a sense, even though it's very, very minimal, there has to be enforced Ratzon Lekabel for it to even receive the kav.
We said again, review again, when the light comes, brings the Chomer as well. The Chomer comes from above. No matter what, the Chomer comes from above. But if the Chomer doesn't reveal itself, it's it doesn't mean that it's not there. Whatever comes into the Keter brings that possibility of revealing what? Revealing the Ratzon Lekabel. What was the purpose of Shmo? What Shmo wanted to do? First to produce a vessel of a Ratzon Lekabel. And then convert this Ratzon Lekabel Almanat Lashpia. That was the purpose. Now, so here we continue, we say on Kaftet. Let's go to Kaftet. Now, actually, let's study the Bechinat Aleph, which is the Chokhmah. That what happens in the Chokhmah. וכאן תשקיל גם כן בחומר של בחינת ב' שנקרא בינה. So, and we know that after בחינת א', whatever חומר comes to בינה, which is בחינת ב', comes from בחינת א', which is חוכמה. שהסיבה שלה הוא הרצון הכולל בבחינת א'. What is the cause of בינה? What caused בינה to be בינה? Bravo. But it says שהסיבה שלה הוא הרצון הכולל בבחינת א'. This is very important to pay attention. חוכמה has all the רצון for whatever follows after it. Has the רצון for בינה. What I mean is the Ratzon of Chokhmah, Ratzon of Malchut, Ratzon of Yesod, Ratzon of Hod, Zerampin, which is Netzach, yeah, Ratzon of Tiferet, Ratzon of Gevurah, Ratzon of Chesed, Ratzon of Bina, all come from where? From Chokhmah. So, when Chokhmah wants to give the portion of Bina, who gives the portion of Bina? Chokhmah. Who gives the portion of Chesed? Chokhmah, true Bina. That's what I wanted you to understand. Hakol bechokhmah asita. That means everything is made by Chokhmah. Everything made by Chokhmah. So Adam is made by this Chokhmah. And Adam is supposed to kolel this Chokhmah. Now, so here what he says ha-siba shela hu ha-ratzon ha-kolel be-bechinat alef, that her cause of being, of bina, being, is really kolel, is inclusive in chokhma, she-nikra chokhma.
Why don't we say ha-kol is inside keter, the same way?
Now, again, there is no revelation there. That's a keter. There's no revelation in the seed. It has to go through four phases. It has to be first nothing. When you put the seed, it converts to nothing first. And then the root comes. It goes bad, it goes spoiled. Then the root comes. That's the difference between Chokhmah and Keter. Chokhmah has all the Ratzon. What comes from above to below? Ratzon Lashpia. But when Chokhmah receives it, it's a Ratzon Lekabel. Of who? Whoever follows after. Not for Chokhmah, but whoever follows after. Bina receives its Chomer from where? Ratzon Lekabel? From Chokhmah. Exactly. Revelation of what it is. What it is. What this wisdom is. It's not what Keter is. We will never know the Keter. We said the concept of Keter, there is no way I look at the seed and in the seed see the root. Can you? Well, you know the root is there. You cannot see the trunk. In there is no revelation. That's why it's totally Ratzon Lashpia. Say that again.
We said we read at the Keter at the beginning. The Ratzon Elyon is in the Keter.
Right.
Okay. And this is where the
influences all the Sefirot below.
Right.
Okay. So we say that the Chokhmah, as he answered, why not Hakol Beketer, not why Chokhmah? Okay. We understand that the Chokhmah, Ratzon the Kabbal, starts from the Chokhmah. But really, truly, Ratzon Elyon is in Keter.
Now, does Chokhmah has the highest level of Ratzon HaKabel?
Does it? It has Ratzon HaShpi and the Kabel, yes.
How much? Which one is more? Which one is less?
I think they're equal. Chokhmah has more Ratzon HaKabel than Keter. I understand that. But the thing is, the Ratzon HaShpi...
The comparison was correct. But right now, Chokhmah has Ratzon Lekabel more or Ratzon Lashpia more?
Ratzon Lekabel
more. Why do you say that?
Because if he didn't have the Ratzon Lekabel, how can the other, the next phase would happen?
Now, if I go the next phase, my Ratzon Lekabel is more or less?
Increases as we go down.
But cannot be higher than Chokhmah.
Cannot be higher than Chokhmah.
You said Chokhmah is the highest.
Right, but it's not revealed.
No. It's a ratzon. That's why it says it's a ratzon what it is in the Chokhmah. It's a ratzon for who? For ratzon lekabel of Bina. Ratzon lekabel of Chokhmah by itself? No ratzon lekabel.
Okay, so there is...
Practically, bitul. It says bitul. That means it's totally nullified itself. Said nothing for me, I don't want any. That's why she becomes a channel. Chokhmah becomes the channel that affects everybody else.
It's the tremendous amount of Ratzon Lashpia that needs to go down.
And create Ratzon Lekabel.
And Malchut is, the only way it can do it is libush it in Ratzon Lekabel and pass it.
Bravo. Now, this Ratzon that is in the Chokhmah now, that has to be converted into a Ratzon Lashpia, Chokhmah took, it gave its vessel as a Chokhmah to do the job. This is the actual energy we call Ratzon. It's a pure Ratzon. If you pull it to yourself, it becomes Ratzon Lekabel. It's a pure Ratzon. Whenever it is pulled inside, it becomes immediately Ratzon Lekabel. If you pull it in the level of Bichinat Bet, it becomes Bina. If it pulls it Bichinat Gimel, it becomes the Irampin. If you pull it Bichinat Dalet, it becomes Or Malchut, Malchut gets revealed.
So that's why it says Betochot.
Bravo.
Not the end.
Bravo! If you understand this really in depth as we discussed, we have crossed a very, very important barrier.
It can be like electricity. It goes from one end point to end point, and unless there is that end point to receive it,
the end point pulls what it wants. The electricity is there in the line. But as soon as there is a lamp, pulls 100 watt. There is a lamp, pulls 120.
It's the vessel that defines the electricity.
And now, after Bina, already is the beginning of creating the vessel.
Yeah.
The vessel hasn't been, then Bina comes, kind of a Mother Nature, and start putting things into proper perspective, so there will be a system that produces Ratzon Lekabel, then stays online in order to improve it into a Ratzon Lashpia as well. It's kind of a make it, again, as we said, Malchut Shaflut Melucha. That means it's you become a mean, exactly like Chokhmah. Because eventually there is a Chokhmah that really created the whole thing. If that Chokhmah thinks what? Everybody got to be like me. Because that's the only thing this Chokhmah knows. The way this original Chokhmah behaved, everybody else eventually going to, because she sets it up.
The pattern.
Shmo dictated, Chochma executed. And then Bina took over. Then Zerampin took over. Then Malchut of this idea took over, called Asiya. He says, okay, let's do it. And this keeps on going. Gilgulim after Gilgulim, Gilgul, because who is pushing? Who is really pushing all this system? The Igulim, because Igulim are not happy because they are not haven't received what they were supposed to receive. So there is all the time continuous push to go forward.
This push and force is coming from Keter, really.
Coming from Ein Sof.
Everything.
In between whatever you see, there are facilities and vessels to execute what was decided by Shmo. It's very simple. At all time, continuously unlimited, every second, this is in charge. It's a non-stop. Otherwise, the second that take a breather, everything evaporates. Now.
So all the things that we're receiving, all the potential that we're receiving is in the Neshama.
Neshama is your beginning of revealing it for you to be able to tap into it. Neshama is the highest level you can really, you got to do the work for.
I mean, the whole package is there waiting for us.
Oh, yes.
It's all in Neshama.
Oh, yes. All your work is in really Neshama. Neshama is your mother nature. Neshama is the one that sits down, gets the judgment, sees what's good for you, sets you up. Neshama punishes you. It brings you down punishment. Neshama brings you down punishment. Neshama brings you down happiness. Neshama brings you down everything you need.
And that's the feminine part of us.
The Neshama?
It's a Bina. It's feminine.
It's a feminine that converts into a male, like a mother. Mother, it's first is a female, and then she becomes male.
Because Chochma is male.
Yeah. It's a male, that's correct. But this, there is a duality in Zerampin. There is two different lights in it already. There is two column energy. It becomes the column. I mean, when it's Chochma, it's one. When it's Bina, already is two. Because it's Bina, you got to be in between. And then when you go to Zerampin, it's three kavim you got to deal with. When you come to Malchut, it's four kavim you have to deal with. That's the Hovaya. It tells you. First one line you got to deal with to understand there is a Chad. Then two line that there is right and left. Then there is three line, is right and left and the center inclusive. The center brings the light of four chairs, makes it four. The inclusive of the three, the revelation of the three, is the four. It's a Malchut revealing the three. The three is still a light. And that's the whole deal. It's going to keep on going, this pattern till it is fulfilled. By the way, what really Yud Kei Vav Kei is a vessel. A vessel, it's a vessel, it's a name that has the power absolute to reveal this Ratzon. The Ratzon that we talked right now, it starts going into Chochmah, that Ratzon Hovaya is there to reveal. And that's it. He's the vessel, complete, perfect vessel to bring that Ratzon into revelation, no matter what. It's not no matter what. This is total in charge. Is taking care of this Ratzon to become revelation. That's why we say Yud is the Chochmah, He is Bina, Vav is Erampin, He is Malchut. The Kotz of the Yud is the Keter.
So they actually correspond to the Igulim of the four Olamot.
That is inclusive of the whole thing in charge.
Okay.
The Kotz is already the Kotz. It's connected to Ein Sof. Including Igulim and including the Yosher. There is Yosher in the Chokhmah, Yud. There is, you will learn, the Yud is three sections. Yud has Rosh Toch Sof. Yud is not Yud, just Yud, one. Yud has a factory of starting one section above, section middle, section end. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't forget, the last hey has to be revealed in order the totality of the Ratzon to be revealed. And the last hey hasn't been revealed. We are in the process of putting it together. L'shem yichud k'disha b'ilichu shechinte b'dachiliu rachimu rachimu dachiliu le'achta shem yud kei vav kei. It's not connected yet. I imagine how many people don't have even no idea. Some people, they don't have no idea what's going on really daily between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. No idea at all. They think it's the day, today is the day. Okay, Rosh Hashanah, we are supposed to go to Bet Knesset. We go to Bet Knesset. Oh, I'm supposed to listen to Shofar, and this is a good Jew, and he's a good Jew. But doesn't have no idea. There are many good Jews that they don't have no idea what's going on. They don't want to know what's the idea. He says, this is what I'm supposed to do. As much as their father and mother tell them to do, and they do, and that's it. And if they connect to a rabbi, whatever the rabbi tells them. And if they connect it to a good friend, whatever the good friend tells them. But in Chas V'Shalom, they connect it to the bad friend. Who's going to follow the bad friend? That's the understanding. I don't, you know what, Adam, you're not,
wrong.
No, you're true. You are sincerely, honestly true. And I tell you why it is, because you recognize the pain of change. Right, the pain of change is very difficult to change when you accept to change. Oh, yes, that's true, yes.
So the same thing applies to the Shinui Tzorah and Shivui Tzorah. When we go down in order to receive Shivui Tzorah, when we go through the pain, in order to, again, to get obtain a part of an aspect of God, okay?
That means change myself.
Right. We can only obtain an aspect, just like we can obtain
yes. a part of the Torah. Drop at a time. To you.
But it's the same thing.
No, but you cannot have it until you have the Torah. The Torah will prepare the vessel that is necessary for you to expand. It's impossible to do it without the Torah, the expansion.
Yeah, but there's a capacity level.
Yes, you reach your capacity, you are fulfilled. No problem with you. They give you a medal, they take you and give you a good property in Gan Eden.
I mean, there's a limit.
Alafim. It says Alafim.
It depends on the root of your soul and what you need to do. In
the tikkun that you have. But it could be Alafim. It says Alafim. Alafim, literally. That means more than 1,000. Right. At least 2,000 times.
But the person who has done his tikkun even can come back and help other people.
Absolutely. The whole thing is a total package. It's Am Israel is a package. One cannot say, excuse me, I'm out. There is no excuse me, I'm out. It's already settled on those things. There is no more question on that. There is an entity called Israel that has to bring the sheep home. Now, Ben Ish Chai in the book of Da'at and Tevunah really explains it beautifully. It beautifully explains it. He says the zone, that means the Zachar Nukva, Zeh Rampim Malchut, is the responsibility of Am Israel to complete. Bnei Israel accepted the responsibility, accepted, it's covenant done. Accepted, truly go to all the way to the end in order to bring about that accomplishment of the zone called Zachar v'Nukva. That was left, the first part, which is Abba v'Ima v'Arachpin, it's all in charge, all in control, all in absolutely perfect harmony going on. There's no problem in the Shamayim. The problem is in the Ares. This is where the Ares, the Ratzon, has to be clarified, how it can be expanded, or how it can be utilized, and how it can be used.
And the fact that it's established because of the Avot.
The Avot are the chariots in order to bring about a possibility for the Banim to do the job.
No,
Banim being the zone.
We don't have to worry about the anything above the Rampim, and that's because of the Avot, they already have taken care of them.
Yes. No problem. No problem. Remember, when we come to the world of three Kavim, there is an aspect of Katnut and Gadlut we're going to study. This aspect of Katnut and Gadlut wasn't in the world of Chokhmah, Bina, Da'at. There is no such a thing in those worlds. There's no concept of Katan veGadol. There's no concept of I am a baby, I have to grow up. This came about after. Bravo, bravo. It came into the Shaloshet Kavim. When we went into the Shaloshet Kavim, when we go to the world of Shaloshet Kavim, then we have to deal with again another new aspect.
It's the Rav of Yaakov.
It's the aspect of Yaakov Israel, it's the Yaakov Israel Yeshurun. It's the aspect of growth. You have Israel, then you have Israel Saba. What happened to Israel Saba? What is Israel Saba? You have Israel. First you have Yaakov, and then elevates, becomes Israel. Then he says he's a Yeshurun, and then there is a concept of Israel Saba.
So it's in a sense, I'm sorry, the Avot sort of took it upon themselves and showed that they are worthy, and then anything below that, you have to do the work, the actual work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We will understand that the upper triangle, which is called Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov, is in place. And as a father, they are really an imot. They are looking after the affair to whatever responsibility work it is. And the work of father, mother never ends. It's where it says never ends. Now it came Banim. Moshe came, connected all this together, when he put the package together, all the above and the below together, the triangle, upper triangle and lower triangle, put it together, brought about the possibility for David. And then David is one Malchut. We said every aspect must have how many Malchuyot? Two. One was David, the one was that he prepared, that's the first Malchut, that's the, so to speak, Malchut of Keter going into Chokhmah. So he came, he prepared everything for the Beit HaMikdash, but didn't build it, didn't reveal it. It took Shlomo, the second Malchut, the Malchut of the Malchut, to be wise enough. What they say Shlomo was? He had the highest level of Chokhmah than everybody else.
Oh, so then he was able to
Bravo. He got the totality of the Ratzon. He pulled it and revealed it in the Beit HaMikdash. David wasn't able because David was the first Malchut. He prepared everything. He got everything. He had everything. But it needed the Malchut of the Malchut to really, the Atzmut of the Malchut is Shlomo. That's why it's Shalom. Hey, that's right, Shalom, that is Shalom, Shalem, hey.
In a sense, Shlomo and Bezalel, they're in the same category.
Different level, different level, yes. In reality, it's true. Don't Bezalel worked out of Eretz Israel in the Midbar with the Am De'ah. That is totally, he's very up. He's not into the world of physicality, really. Bezalel was in the upper worlds. He put things together, so to speak, for us.
Two Malchuyot.
And here we said there are two malchuyot. There is a malchut that you get from above. That means chokhmah gets. Look at the chokhmah, because keter is kind of a yuli. So malchut, there is a malchut that chokhmah gets. And always it starts with chokhmah. The first letter we have is yud. It's the chokhmah. So hakol b'chokhmah asita. So for you to understand any idea, you got to go to where? To the world of chokhmah called yud. No, don't look at it that way yet. Hold on. The light of Chokhmah is Chaya.
No, the light of Malchut is Nefesh.
Yes.
So there are two Nefeshot.
Now, yes, that's correct. So to different level.
Behemayin Elohim.
The Atzmut we call when we come to this world. Now, don't take me right from Keter Chokhmah above there.
No, I'm just asking if David was in charge of which one?
You tell me.
I tell you?
Yeah.
Well, it's a subjective.
You think Shlomo didn't have his behemah? He had his behemah too. But what chariot they were is different. Chariot is already aspect of the Igul.
I like David better, so
that's fine. That's David Melech Israel Chai V'Keyam. Amen. Here we go. Let's go back again to the book. I am on the fourth line. כהרצון שבמדרגה נקרא תמיד כלי או מלכות של המדרגה. So this רצון really, when would I know? When it is in my keter? No, it's only when it comes all the way to the מלכות aspect. ומלכות החוכמה הזו נתלבשה ונעשה חומר ראשון בספירה הבינה. חומר ראשון בספירה הבינה. What? מלכות of חוכמה. This, whatever was revealed in Malchut of Chokhmah, it came like this. Now, you have to ask me, when Chokhmah got the light of Chaya, did he get the light of Bina, which is Neshama too? Did he get the light of No. No. What is Chokhmah Labriud is supposed to do? Supposed to be a cause. He has the ratzon. Chokhmah has the ratzon to produce in Bina that capability, that possibility. He's the cause. He's holding the cause to create to Bina that vessel. So Bina pulls its light from Keter. The trunk is where? The trunk, the leaves, the branches, the fruits are still where? They were in the seed. The seed still is there, but it is concealed. Now, the light of Bina comes from Keter. After Chokhmah gave the first Chomer. Who has to give Chomer to Bina? Chokhmah has to give Chomer to Bina. After Chokhmah gave Chomer to Bina, Bina is ready to receive the light. Keter will give through Chokhmah the light of Bina.
So the Kav has two channels. There is one channel that through the Malchut you pass the Chomer, and then the Kav also has another channel that you get the light for that specific.
Oh yeah, we'll see. Yes. Now you recognize there is a lot of channels.
So that's a creation of
it's not going to give the whole light of everybody to Chokhmah. To Chokhmah, this fly is going really nuts. And he goes and he touches everybody. It's just non-stop. I mean, and he goes literally. This time he came right to my eyebrow. Now,
that's the creation of the Neshama? We are in the creation of the Neshama. That's the Chomer.
Tell me what you're talking about.
You said the Chomer of the Bina.
Uh-huh.
It receives from Chokhmah.
Right.
And it finally can receive light from Keter. The Chomer is Neshama.
No. That's a Libush of Neshama. Chomer is the Libush of Neshama. It's we will study. I know what you want to know. Hold on to this, how this is built and how this light comes in. Still, we are getting the idea. And it is totally different than what you could have imagined. And I tell you, this thing is going to surprise you all the way to the end continuously. Every time you think that you got it, you say, what happened? You changed. But he doesn't change. You change. The light doesn't change. The vessel changes. And you come to a point, you say, this is what it is. As soon as you said this is what it is, a few short time, you realize, no, this is not what it is. Oh, there is some more?
It's always.
But the process, by you going through your life and experiences of life and studying this, automatically gives that growth and maturity that you need to understand and connect more and more and more and more and more.
When did the separation begin?
As soon as one line became two lines. Okay, now how many lights you got?
Two.
That's why you say Chokhmah is the world of differentiation. You need wisdom in order to differentiate between colors. How do you define which one is red, which one is green? Only through your wisdom.
Is Chaya the totality of all the Jews?
Chaya is totality of the totality of Ratzon of everything, every Ratzon in the world. Any Ratzon. Say that again.
We come from the Malchut of Atzilut, the
Jews. That's true. With the Malchut and Zerampin of Atzilut. It's a Malchut by itself, it cannot. Malchut is the mother that gives birth. But there is a Baba. Without the Baba, nothing works. You need a Baba and Mama. Okay, here we go again at the end. V'malchut de Chokhmah azu nitlabesh, this Malchut of Chokhmah mitlabesh, that means becomes libush, v'nasa chomer rishon b'sefira abina. That's the answer to your question. It's mitlabesh. It's a libush. The chomer it gives, immediately you put a libush. That means what? As soon as you recognize you have a ratzon, desire for something, you immediately grab it. You mitlabesh alav. Okay? והאור המיוחס לה, וזהו הבחינה א', שבחומר בבחינת ב', הנקרא בינה. ואחר כך, אחרי המשיכה את האור המיוחס לה, שנקרא נשמה. And again, same thing. After, the idea comes to bina, but after she pulls this light, that the Chomer that Chokhmah gives to Bina, she pulls it, then becomes Or Neshama, and that's her Or, and that's where it's Miyuchas Ba. That means this is specifically for Bina. Va'az yatsa Chomer shelam b'chinat Malchut de Chokhmah shehi b'chinat Aleph ve'kebla tzurat atzmo. Then there is a separation. As soon as you pull, there is a separation. That's why as soon as you pull any idea to your heart, there is immediately separation to what it was before. Immediately. And we know the cause. We went to Garon. We already discussed this section. Immediately there is a discontinuity in order to give the possibility of growth. Klomar. חוכמה שהיא בחינת א' וקיבל צורת עצמו דהיינו בחינת בש ממש נקרא בינה. Next one. Now it's going to go easy. מלכות דבינה נעשתה חומר א' לזרמפין. And the first חומר of זרמפין is what? Is from the מלכות of בינה. ואם יציאת אור נגלה הכלי דזרמפין. After this light gets revealed, the light of זרמפין gets revealed, that means the vessel of זרמפין has got exposed. Until there is no revelation of the vessel, there is no revelation of the light. The vessel has to become, to be made, in order the light of it to be revealed. In reality, the light is there.
You just need the vessel.
You need the vessel to reveal it. Until it comes to Yesod, Yesod, until the light comes to Yesod, is light. There is only one vessel, one thing that we call vessel, called Malchut. Even if you bring it till Yesod, you brought it all the way down to Yesod, but you did not bring it to Malchut, that means is not somebody to pull the light into it. Somebody got to pull the light into it. Who is going to pull the light into it? To this Malchut. He says, Toch. Toch of what? The next one in the line. Got to be a line after this. If this line is not after it, there is no pulley. There got to be a pulley. And what is the pulley after all the pulleys? It's the last Malchut. It's the last Malchut that is the actual pulley. As a matter of fact, the light comes through Bichinat Aleph, Bichinat Bet, Bichinat Gimel, easy, no problem. Because of why? Because there is no Tzimtzum Aleph on any of those aspects. There's no Tzimtzum Aleph. The Tzimtzum Aleph is only on Malchut. That's right. Wasn't this the intention of Shmo? Right off bat, she implemented it. She made it kav, so the malchut of every section to be a keter for the next.
Right. So the malchut of each one of these sections allows the light for the next section, for that section to be revealed, and then passes the light for the following section into
a bush that
it creates.
So, how am I going to be revealed? Only through my children. I can't reveal who I am, really reveal who I am by my only action. My only action really is there to correct me, to fix me. Bravo, not anything. Only my children is going to reveal the fruit. They are the branches. They're going to reveal the fruit. I don't. I'm the Abba, I'm the Chokhmah. Mother is the Bina. The children are the branches, and what comes out of them is the fruit of mine. I don't reveal my own fruit. It takes the children to reveal it. Four phases. Four generations.
That's why grandchildren are so sweet.
It's a sweet because you see a beginning there, you see a hope at the end of the line. But they are not it either.
They are not what?
The grandchildren are not the finality. You gotta go make four generations.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay. That's why you got 120 years to see the four generations. Otherwise, you don't have a chance. You're lucky. Now, מלכות דבינה נעשתה לחומר א' לזרמפין ואין יציאת אורו נגלה הכלי דזרמפין עצמו. Good. Put it in this סנדור. Now, ועל דרך, this is למד, please. ועל דרך זה תשקיל גם כן חומר של בחינת ג' הנקרא זה אירמפין, שמלכות הבינה היא הסיבה שלו והיא נעשתה לבחינת חומר ראשון לזה אירמפין. Exactly the same. שהוא בחינת ג' היינו שימשיך את האור המיוחס לו שנקרא רוח. Listen to the language. It says שימשיך. So in order to pull, ימשיך את האור המיוחס לו. The light that belongs to it, which is what? רוח. וההבחנה הבית היא, and what is the second aspect? אחרי שהמשיך וקיבל את האור שלו, after he pulled and received his own light, which is the רוח, שאז יצא החומר שלו מבחינת מלכות דבינה, וקבל לבחינת מלכות דזרמפין. So this way he will receive that what the Bina gave, the Chomer first Rishon, and to make it of its own. To get it from her and to make it of his own. Exactly like a child. Child gets from the father and mother really and makes it and he says, ends up and he says, look, I am individual, I am mine. I have my own will and I decide on my own. I'm individual. That's a separation. That's a Shinui Tzura. Now let's see if we can finish Bezrat Hashem all this section because it's easy now. Now Malchut de Zerampin hu Chomer Aleph de Malchut. He says Zerampin has a Malchut. Right? Now what is this Malchut of Zerampin? If Tuesday you would have paid attention, the Malchut of Chamishi is Malchut of Zerampin. Malchut of Zerampin is a Malchut Chamishi. And here it comes, he says, Malchut de Zerampin, Chomer Aleph is the first aspect. That's the Isha. That Malchut of Zerampin is the Isha. This, the Malchut Shevi'i, which is we call Rachel, is the end Rachel. That's the end of the Malchuyot. That's the Malchut of Malchut. That's the Malchut, really. We call Malchut Shevi'i. But there is a Malchut Chamishi, which is the Malchut of Zerampin. And here you really, and this is the secret of Yom Kippur. This Malchut gets judged. Then Nashim, as we discussed, that means Malchut Shvi'i, they go to Keter. Zerampin doesn't go to Keter. Zerampin goes to Israel, Saba v'Tevuna of Bina. That means lower. It's the woman that goes
all the way
to the Keter and first goes.
But the Isha, you said,
that's the Malchut Shvi'i. But Chamishi, which is the Malchut of Zerampin, goes through its Israel Saba Tevuna. Why? Because it's just getting revealed. It has to get revealed. That Malchut of Shvi'i is the Malchut of Nashim, if it's your woman, is the one that you married with.
I thought Isha is the one that you married.
Now, Isha, we said, is the numerical value Davash. Isha is the Yetzer. It's a Hayetzer.
Right.
It's a Malchut of the Yetzer. That's the Isha. And that Malchut of Yetzer has affinity to Yetzer Hara, to the Ra. That is going to be judged. That is going to be corrected. That is going to go into purification. Total purification. And that Malchut is that going to bring the light for Malchut of Shvi'i. She is going to get the light for Malchut of Shvi'i. We will realize that in Hod there are three lights. There is a light for Yesod, there is a light for Malchut, and there is a light for Hod itself. And when we go from below to above, we see that really he is the Shlishi. After the Shlishi is what? Is Hod. Now we will see this. Here we go again. Yetziat oron negala kliye malchut atzma. As soon as this Chomer, that was this Malchut, was revealed, Malchut of Zerampin, then the Chomer of Zerampin was revealed. V'kan hen gam bet bechinot. And here it is as well in Malchut, there is two aspects. We saw the aspect. One is Malchut David, one is Malchut Shlomo. Why he needed two Malchuyot to create, to reveal Bet HaMikdash? You need two? You need two? Two aspects. Two gross. One katnut, one gadlut. There's the two aspects. There is one comes from above, and one is atzmut of itself. These two have to be one. These two have to become comparable. These two have to have shivut surah. They are afuch, Because one is in one ketze, one is in another ketze. One end and one is the other end. These two have to become one.
King David had the potential to make it one, right?
Of course. If he didn't have the potential, Shlomo couldn't reveal. I said, if he didn't have the potential, but he couldn't bring it to actual, he needed the Shlomo to do it actually. Potentially, yes, he prepared. That's why the Chachamim say that he prepared even the last nail necessary to do the job. Everything he prepared. Everything is in the first one. The first Malchut that you get from above has the Chomer. Nothing else. What is Chomer? He said every material for the building of Beit HaMikdash was prepared by David. That means he gave totally the Chomer necessary to do the job, the material to do the job. Who did finalize the job, put the whole material together and reveal? Shlomo HaMelech. Bravo! Hazach Baruch!
But after that, now you know better.
Now you know better. That's why you need the Tehillim. That's why you need the Kaleh. That's why you need the Mishle. You need all these Chokhmah to understand, really, not to fall in the falls that they fall. They already showed it to you. Those are the pitfalls. This is where you can really go bad. This is where really the weakness is. If you want to establish the Malchut, this is the way. There is no other way. And on top of it, not that they revealed it, they gave us a step by step how to go forward in our life in order to implement it. You know that David did not even... I disagree with you. You know, honestly, David did not have one good night of sleep in his life. You know how scary, because you know the job that he had to do, it wasn't a joke. It's a malchut that God wants to reveal. This guy had the hardest time of his life. You think he enjoyed himself? His blessing was probably a few seconds every time that he, as far as the physical world, when he made his biggest mistake, as far as physical world. But his pleasure came what? At the moment that he can connect the truth and recognize himself, what he is, what is his purpose and what he's doing. His biggest pain was his biggest pleasure.
After the wild life that he lived, even when he was old, he was giving a young woman to keep him warm.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's true?
Yes.
Oh.
It heals. It's the fourth leg regular of Kisei Kavod. Here, let's go to a section, last section. Kili HaKabbalah Umrim Hem Le'inyan HaMshacha Bilvat. Here we go. The last paragraph, Lamed Bet. Oh, did we read this? No. V'kan hen gam gimel b'chinot Lamed Alef. V'kan hen gam gimel ha'b'chinot she'chomer shel b'china dalet. שהמלכות דזרמפין, הסיבה שלה נתלבשה והייתה לחומר ראשון לבחינה ד'. So therefore, מלכות of זרמפין is the חומר of מלכות, of מלכות, בחינה ד', שנקרא מלכות, עד שסיפקה לקבל אור הנפש המיוחד שלה. Until that, מלכות is able to pull his own light, which called Or HaNefesh, HaMeyuchas La, ואז יצא המלכות לזרמפין מבחינת זרמפין, and then the מלכות of זרמפין gets revealed, ונעשה לבחינת דלת, and converts to the בחינת דלת, דהיינו לבחינת מלכות, דה מלכות.
This
transition must be different from the ones
above it, because certainly you're right. You're going into a
Oh, you are absolutely right. Each world has its own process, has its own attitude, its own characteristics.
Before it is unless you get to its malchut, there is no vessel. But this is a vessel of a vessel. By itself is a vessel, so it must be...
He's the vessel.
The vessel.
That's right. That's why it says malchut, the malchut. Now, last paragraph, Baruch Hashem, we finished Perek Gimel. Kliya Kabbalah Amurim Hem Le'inyan Hamshacha Bilvat. That this Kriya of Kabbalah that we say Bichna Dalet is only has one Siba, one reason.
Continuity.
Don't every time there is a Ratzon Lekabel, there is an opportunity for you to continue. Every time. And it's up to you to short fuse it and finish it there or to allow continuity. Every second there is a Ratzon Lekabel, it's only for purpose of continuity. You can at any moment stop the continuity. That's your free will. Omnam Tavim. However you should understand. Afal pi shebiyarnu bekavanu bechinat Kabbalah, that we clarified and we said here it is all about the Ratzon Lekabel. Lekol b'china u'b'china b'pnei atzmo, every phase on its own merit. Ein ha'kavana, we do not intend. Ela le'inyan hamshacha ha'or, we are not intend to make a Ratzon Lekabel in order to receive and be satiated. It's not, the purpose is not to express Ratzon Lekabel and get satiated. 99.9% of the people in the world think that, look, God gave me the opportunity to enjoy myself in this life. What that means? It's a Ratzon Lekabel and to be fulfilled. I will do all my best and I'll do all my intention in order to fulfill myself to the highest level because that's the only opportunity I got in my life. That is absolutely a wrong idea of this creation. That is not true. What is true is only for you to receive in order to continue. And it comes the following. That means if I refuse to continue. That's why we were talking on Tuesday. If I refuse not to produce, you haven't gone anywhere. You need to produce to continue. If you don't continue, that means you have stopped the light. Every entity has its own light. That light has to continue. If you don't continue it, you have stopped the light. You can't. You have to kill yourself to make it to continue. Look at those women that they cannot give birth. You know how much they go through, how many difficulties and how much pain and how much thought and how much prayers just to get pregnant. They go truly, and those that they are absolutely, they tell them, no, listen, you cannot do it. It's not going to happen. They don't give up, but they still go on, really get another child and say, okay, I need a child. Because it is something embedded within us. שכל בחינה מושכת לה את האור המיוחס לה, אבל כלי אמיתי, the true vessel, הראוי לכוונתנו, that it is acceptable to our intention בשם כלי קבלה לנעצל, which is there must be a vessel of receiving, הרי זאת דווקא בחינה ד', and it's only when it reaches to the בחינה ד', phase of 4, ולא ג' הבחינות הקודמות לה. And understand that if you bring it all the way even till Yesod, you haven't revealed truly the Ratzon Lekabel. The true Ratzon Lekabel has got to be a Bichinat Dalet, not Bichinat Gimel. It's not an aspect of my Ruach. It's an aspect of my Nefesh to be corrected first. Until the Nefesh is not corrected, you cannot elevate to the level of Ruach. The Nefesh has to be revealed in order for you to exercise the free will. You are put in a position, that's why there is a behemah in there, a position that absolutely at all time to have the possibility of creating a opportunity of exercising your free will and then take the right choice, as the right choice explained, is to cause the light to continue and not to be stopped. And with this opportunity, I wish everybody Chatima Tova, Gamar Chatima Tova, Chag Sameach, Shiyeh Bahatzlacha, Ba'ahava, Briyut, Osher, Osher, Shalom, Kol Tov.